Extremely local news now, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. And first, we've got the story of, and we like this, how to support local businesses. Seamus?
That's right. Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. This is a place called Luft Balloons in the Old Town neighborhood. They make these just really wonderful balloon displays. And this isn't, you know, your typical party store balloon display. I mean, this is all out, thousands of balloons of all various sizes. It's actually like a work of art. What they've been doing is they've been doing these free displays for for businesses that are reopening after the pandemic to really give them a boost to show neighbors in the area that they're open, that they're celebrating it. The owner of Luft Balloons, Elaine Fry, herself lost a lot of business. She does a lot of events, and there weren't any last year. So she came up with this idea of making these happy displays. Some of them have smiley faces, but these ones in particular are meant to go on the exterior of an opening business. She's taken nominations on her website, luftballoons.com, L-U-F-T, like the song, don't get it in your head, it won't go away for a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's
it. Yeah, and you can nominate a business. You tell a little bit about what you love about the business, and if Elaine Fry selects it, she'll go out there and she'll put up this. It's called a balloon bomb, and it's really quite cool. She did it for a bunch of hospitals last summer, and just sort of a way to bring smiles to people's faces, kids' faces passing by.
Cool. 345 West Armitage. Talk a little bit about this farmers market story out of Uptown.
Right. This is it's a very interesting story playing out in Uptown. We've talked here a little bit about the rebuild of the historic Wilson Red Line stop. It's called the Gerber Building. And what's going to enter it is the Chicago Market Grocery Co-op, owned by people in the Uptown and Rogers Park area. It hasn't opened yet, but they opened their farmer's market last week. But there's a conflict because while they've been rehabbing this Gerber building, a man began living in the parking lot next to the building. He's lived there for about 2 years now, and when they got ready for the farmers market and for the opening of this co-op, they tried to remove the man. They actually brought in the city to try to evict him, and this did not go over well with neighbors in the area and even members of the co-op themselves. They found it a conflict of their, you know, what they believe in to try to evict a person that was living in the alley in the parking lot. But the co-op says, well, we need the parking lot. It's going to be dangerous. You can't park cars there if someone's has set up an encampment there. So they reached a sort of an uneasy alliance in the past couple weeks. This gentleman by the name of Mississippi, he's agreed to wear a mask. They've sort of taped off the area where he is. And the farmers market went on. There's support for him. The Chicago Coalition for the Homeless was out there passing out literature as well. So I think it's a temporary solution. They're trying to find some way to accommodate both the park, the mm-hmm. parking lot, the farmers market, and this man. But it's an interesting situation in Uptown that really brings several issues to the head, all in the name of this gentleman.
More on that, and also the Pivot Arts Festival, which is returning to Edgewater starting next Friday. You can find the details at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.